Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Private Equity Deals by Ted Sides is a contemporary finance and business book that translates the often opaque world of private equity into a set of practical lessons for investors and practitioners. Drawing on Sides' experience as an institutional allocator and the long-running capital allocators platform, the book aims to recreate the kinds of discussions that typically happen between asset owners and private equity firms behind closed doors. Rather than treating private equity as a single monolithic strategy, it frames the asset class as a collection of approaches to sourcing opportunities, underwriting risk, structuring deals, and improving businesses after acquisition. It also places the industry in context as a major force in global markets and in institutional portfolios. The purpose is not to provide a step-by-step modeling manual, but to help readers understand what good private equity decision-making looks like across investing, deal-making, and operations, and how those elements combine to drive long-term returns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how allocators evaluate private equity managers and strategies. A core theme of the book is how institutional investors assess private equity managers beyond headline performance. Sides focuses on the questions that sophisticated allocators ask when they decide whether to commit capital what a firm does differently, why its edge should persist, and how its strategy fits within a broader portfolio. Instead of reducing evaluation to track record tables, the discussion emphasizes decision process, repeatability, and alignment of incentives. Readers are guided to think about how firms source deals, how they underwrite risk, and how they build conviction in their value creation plan before closing. Equally important is how allocators judge organization design, including team stability, succession planning, and whether the culture supports disciplined investing through cycles. The book also highlights why relationships matter in private equity, since access to information, partnership opportunities, and future fundraising can depend on trust built over time. For readers coming from public markets, this topic clarifies why manager selection in private equity can be as consequential as market exposure, and why qualitative assessment is central to underwriting long-duration, illiquid commitments. Secondly, deal-making fundamentals: sourcing, underwriting, and negotiation. Private Equity Deals treats deal-making as a craft that blends strategy, analysis, and negotiation. Sides emphasizes that attractive outcomes start well before signing, with differentiated sourcing and a clear view on why a target is a fit for a particular owner. The book underscores how investors pressure test an investment thesis, not only by modeling scenarios, but by identifying the specific levers that can improve a business and the risks that could impair that plan. It frames underwriting as more than predicting growth, encouraging readers to focus on competitive dynamics, management capability, and the practical feasibility of operational change. In negotiation and structuring, the book points to the importance of aligning interests among sponsors, management teams, and other stakeholders, since private equity outcomes depend on coordinated execution over years. Without turning into a legal primer, it conveys that terms, governance, and incentives shape the ability to act during inevitable surprises. For professionals and students, this topic provides a realistic picture of what distinguishes robust deal judgment from purely spreadsheet-driven optimism. Thirdly, value creation through operations, talent, and governance. A distinguishing focus of the book is that private equity returns are often driven by what happens after acquisition. Sides highlights operational improvement as a disciplined process, setting priorities, measuring what matters, and building the organizational capacity to execute change. The discussion points toward the role of governance, including how boards, sponsors, and management teams make decisions, resolve trade-offs, and maintain momentum, rather than treating operations as a generic buzzword. The book frames it as the practical work of strengthening a company so that strategic initiatives translate into cash flow and resilience. Talent is a recurring element, because hiring, incentivizing, and retaining the right leaders can be the biggest determinant of whether a plan succeeds. This topic is particularly valuable to readers who associate private equity primarily with financial engineering, since it rebalances attention toward execution and the human systems that support performance. It also helps explain why two firms can buy similar assets at similar prices and produce very different outcomes based on operating capability and governance discipline. Fourthly, the private equity ecosystem and the role of long-term capital. Sides places private equity within the wider institutional landscape, describing it as a significant allocation for pensions, endowments, foundations, insurers, and sovereign investors. This topic matters because private equity is not only a set of transactions, but an ecosystem shaped by fundraising cycles, investor expectations, and the need to match long-term capital with long-duration business transformation. The book helps readers understand why illiquidity can be both a risk and a feature. enabling owners to pursue multi-year changes that public market time horizons may not always reward. It also frames the relationship between asset owners and managers as a form of partnership, where transparency, communication, and shared objectives influence the durability of the relationship across multiple funds. For allocators, this perspective clarifies what they are buying when they commit not a single deal, but access to a repeatable process and a team that will navigate shifting markets. For practitioners, it illuminates how investor demands shape fund design, pacing, and portfolio construction. Lastly, bridging public market thinking and private market realities. A practical contribution of private equity deals is its ability to translate private equity into concepts that public market investors can engage with, while still respecting the differences in data, governance, and time horizon. Sides highlights that private equity information is often less standardized and less frequent than public market reporting. So judgment depends more heavily on understanding process and incentives. The book encourages readers to shift from a focus on day-to-day pricing to a focus on business quality, strategic positioning, and the operational path to improvement. It also clarifies why benchmarking and performance attribution in private equity can be more complex, given differences in vintage years, cash flow timing, and the dispersion of manager results. By emphasizing behind-the-scenes conversations, the book offers a realistic view of how sophisticated investors ask questions, monitor progress, and make follow-on decisions. This topic is useful for readers who want to be better consumers of private market narratives, whether they are allocating capital, advising funds, or simply trying to understand how private equity-owned companies create value over time. In conclusion, Private Equity Deals is best suited to institutional investors. Emerging allocators, investment professionals, and curious public market participants who want a grounded view of how private equity works in practice. Readers who will benefit most are those seeking to improve how they evaluate managers, interpret private market performance claims, and understand what truly drives outcomes once a deal closes. The intellectual payoff is a clearer mental model of private equity, as an integrated system sourcing and underwriting determine the starting point. Structuring and governance shape the ability to act, and operations and talent largely determine whether the plan becomes reality. Practically, the book helps readers form better questions, which is often the most valuable skill in an asset class defined by limited transparency and long feedback loops. Compared with many private equity books that emphasize either high-level industry commentary or narrow technical mechanics, this one stands out for centering on professional conversations and decision-making across investing, deal-making, and operating improvement. It also benefits from Syed's broader perspective as an allocator and interviewer, which helps connect diverse viewpoints into a coherent guide for understanding how private equity firms and their investors pursue long-term value creation. If you would like to support Ted Sides, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.